Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. And boy, what a great day. A lot of people here at Mossy Ford. Still plenty of time to come on down and qualify for all the great stuff we have here. The trip to Kingfisher Charters, the trip on the Blackjack, and all the rest of the great stuff. Still plenty of time to win some prizes with the Cowboy and Tommy P over there. Get in the Shimano Casting Contest and more. And Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks is here. He's got his Lynx here, the new Hobie Lynx, which is a really amazing new boat by Hobie. And a lot going on here.
So much, yeah.
Thanks to the people here at Mossy for having us down and the San Diego Canfor dealers for all their support. I walked in the showroom. There are three Shelby Cobras in there. Dude, have you seen those?
Right. They're so cool.
Oh, man, they are like the coolest car. If I was only a few years ago, right? I mean, God, that is just like an amazing car. They have three of them here in the showroom.
I don't think I'll ever get rid of my Super Duty. I love it too much. But I am getting ready. After talking to Wheeler last time, like, my next car purchase is pretty close, and I'm getting exactly one of those right across from. So I'm going to get one of the Ford Rangers just for the drive back and forth to the tackle store. They get crazy good gas mileage. Yeah. They get better. I mean, I'm driving like a small car back and forth to work, and I just keep the big truck for towing, but that thing gets better gas mileage than my car does, and be nice for, you know, having another truck to throw fish around.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's going to be my next purchase right across the way.
Oh, no, that's and they have them here in stock.
A ton of them. Yeah, there's
right
a whole row of them.
A
trust me, I haven't stopped
Rangers.
Looking at them, let me tell you.
Here at Mossy Ford, so come on down. And they have a lot of new stuff coming out with this year with Ford. So watch it. The new Bronco is going to come out. The Bronco Sport, of course, is available and out. And then they're going to have the regular Bronco coming out very, very soon. There's so much for fishermen here at Ford and Mossy Ford. So come on down and check it out. And time for the catch report.
It is, buddy. Yeah, we're going to find out what's biting out there because it's time. Our FishDope.com report today is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only are they the official weighmasters for the Tuna Wars, and they did a great job with that, but they're also your best spot to stop for the fish processing your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, or if you're a private boater with your private boat catch. They do it all, and they're nobody that doesn't like the fish pros. You can also check out Fish Pros the Market, where you can purchase fresh fish, you can buy the smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, famous tuna burgers, and that amazing pokey kit. They're all available now at their new Old Town location on Taylor Street. It's a great, great spot. They did such an awesome job. The retail location at the new Fisherman's Processing is just awesome. It's way worth checking out. And go pick up that little pokey kit to do a little pokey 4th of July. Yeah, I know that's what we're doing. We got a big party next tomorrow. We've got a fresh piece of bluefin, and we're going to be poking it up with that Fisherman's Processing kit. You can call for details or order online at Fisherman's Processing.com. We're going to start the catch board off today with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Ron. So, last night, I finished up my homework here about 10 o'clock, made some notes for today, and was kicking back at my desk there, listening and watching to Pink Floyd live at Pompeii, which is a great concert, and they got a fantastic fire show in that thing. And I got to thinking, kind of reflecting on our 4th of July this year and how lucky we are this year compared to what was going on 4th of July last year. Oh, man. So with COVID mostly done, everything open, and fish biting, you know, life's good as we're getting back to normal. And one of the classic 4th of July scenarios we have, we got going on right here on a horseshoe right now. We got some really good signal on Sirius Summertime Fun, and the bass are biting, both sand bass and calico bass. Barracuda are biting. They've been hanging around for a week now, so like maybe they're kind of getting back, settling in and doing what they're supposed to do. But the bass are biting on the plastic. Barracuda's mostly biting smaller jigs. There's a lot of anchovies in the area, and they're definitely keyed up on that anchovy. So I hit Bolt Sniper, one of the Daiwas at Carnegie, something like that, is a good way to get those kudas. And then, especially if you're fishing tomorrow, when you're done with that, run down off Huntington Pier and anchor up and then watch the fireworks show that goes off at like 9 o'clock Sunday night. They're back on again this year. So that's all just fun stuff. At Catalina, there's some squid to be caught, mostly around the backside middle, a little bit backside west there. You do need it for the sea bass, not so much for the yellowtails. Yellowtails are scattered just about everywhere around the island. Fly line of sardine on a light line, and you'll get one of those. If you don't get run over by a jet ski or something, it's going to be crowded this weekend, guys. It's a holiday weekend, and it's summertime. Over at San Clemente Island, good signal on the yellowtail there. More fish on the front, bigger ones around the back. A little bit of sea bass here and there also. Make sure you check the Navy schedule to see what they're doing with the closures. And then offshore, man, what amazing week. So in alphabetical order, we had first albacore, lots of bluefin, some big bonita, dorado, first dorado was caught, yellowfin, and yellowtail, all caught this week offshore. You got a lot of choice. Huge area of fish from just outside the 9, out west toward the 43, up toward Clemente, a little bit upside, inside, I'm sorry, toward the 289. There was some fish there yesterday. And then a whole new area of fish that showed up right in tight the Ensenada that a lot of boats are on this morning. So you got a huge amount of choice. There were 18 to 276, I think, was the big one I heard of this week. So just a huge spread of fish, huge size ranges, biting all kinds of just about everything you can think of. So we just got an awful lot going on, and we got nice weather and a holiday weekend. It's just summer. It's best, guys. Time to go fishing.
Hey, Ed from Mira Mesa's here at Mossy Ford, and he told me that he was out on the Daily Double yesterday with Fred Huber, wide open sand bass. So,
you know,
gotta love the fact that they're back, right?
God.
You know, well, just to echo that, I know the guys in the new Seaforth had wide open calico bass up above, you know, fishing La Jolla. So, bass are biting both directions out of San Diego.
Sweet.
Both kind. Yeah, this is just awesome, man.
Good time of year to be a fisherman, right? And, of course, fishdope.com. I've got all your information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And seriously, guys, we got nice weather and biting fish. It is time to go fishing.
Yeah, I dig it. Great, great report, dude. We'll take that one every week, Mark. Great job, buddy.
You got it, buddy. We'll see you.
Thanks, Mark. Awesome. Appreciate that very much.
All right, well, let's jump into the phones. They're jam-packed while we're waiting to hear from our buddy Marcos. And let's talk to Daniel. He's calling us from Rancho San Diego. Good morning, Daniel. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, happy 4th of July. I just have a comment. I just want to say I had a great time, man, on last weekend's Friends of Valor event. It was amazing. You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Spend time
that was
with
a great
Paul
event.
And Marciano, and saw some old friends, met new people. It was great. Just happy you guys do that every year.
Yeah, thanks to Paul and Dave for coming out, too, from Boston, too. And, yes, the dates have already been set for next year.
Nice.
So be ready for that. Same time of the year.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate the call. Glad you guys had such a good trip. All right, let's continue with our catch report. We got the man from Seaford Sport Fishing. Marcos is on the line this morning. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Well, no surprise, the fishing continued to be really good this past week. It actually got a little bit better on those half-day trips, catching a lot of calico bass. Limit on those trips. I actually had 25 calico bass yesterday morning. Very good twilight fishing, seeing good calico bass on there, some barracuda, rockfish. So nice mix of fish there, some nice weather, especially if it's warm inland and you don't come down to the beach, hop on the boat and catch some fish. San Diego fishing offshore continues to catch that bluefin and a couple yellowfin yesterday. So trying to see a few more of those yellowfin sneaking in the count there. And like we've been talking about the last few weeks here, wide variety of fish on there. You're going to get everything from 20 pounds up to 200 pounds. So make sure you have the proper gear for those trips. Same thing can be said for those overnights. Again, seeing lots of good bluefin fishing, some yellowfin, some yellowtails sneaking into the mix there. So overall, great fishing. And it's just continuation of what we've already seen there, getting better. The weather's getting nice. definitely check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. Hop on the website there. You can see our full schedule. You can make reservations there for those half days, the twilights, the full days, one days and a half, 2 days, all of it up there. Just call the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you out there fishing, or come down and visit us in person. Check out the tackle shop, get some gear, get everything tuned up, and get out there and catch some fish.
Love this time of year. Every trip, biting well, things are going off the Seaforth. We appreciate it. Marcos, you do a great job with the report, and we'll look forward to hearing another great one next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, that wraps up our catch report.
You got it, man. Today it's sponsored by one of our very best friends, and that's Dana Landing on Mission Way, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle store. They have a full deli, Mexican and California licenses. They do trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle. They're full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp, right next to Fast Lane in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67th Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com.
All right. Hey, Mo and Vista is next up. Good morning, Mo. Boy, they're busy on that casting contest.
Yeah, and man, I'm telling you, there's
good casters
today,
huh?
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one. I've seen several in the bucket. I've seen a lot in the circle. This is going to be a good casting contest today.
Shimano Bait Runner is the gear of choice
today.
Weapon
of choice
for
some.
A lot of guys, yeah.
What's up, Mo?
And gals.
Good morning, guys. Just giving you a fish report. I took three kids, 7 years old, out bass fishing. They got 17 keepers.
Nice.
And a lot of barracuda and sand bass and the whole bit, so they had a great time.
Was that out of Oceanside?
That's off Oceanside.
Yeah.
The bad news is I went out yesterday and ran around and didn't get one nibble.
No, it happened. It's fishing, right?
Got to take those kids. Yeah, the lucky guys with you.
Went right back to the same lucky place, right?
Well, we went out to the 43 and the corner and the 302 and
nothing.
The 9. We saw them breaking and everything, but they wouldn't
bite. They wouldn't bite. They'd be in bluefin.
Yeah, exactly.
I had the same experience on field research on Monday.
Well,
yeah, it was.
That's fishing, not
they're,
catching.
They were all over the boat. They were all over the place, and they just wouldn't bite.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good.
All
nice
right.
job,
hey,
Mo.
Thanks
good
for the
job,
report.
Buddy.
Appreciate that. Mark from Santee is next up at the mic here at Mossy Ford. Thanks for coming down. Appreciate all your support.
Good,
hey, Mark.
What's up, Mark? How are you guys doing today?
Great.
I got a question about that kayak.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It doesn't look too stable.
Oh, it's really stable.
Can you stand up in it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It looks like it would just fall over.
Well, you know, it's like a stand-up paddleboard. Stand-up paddle boards, the real stable ones are like 33 inches wide. Well, this one is 36 inches wide, and it's square-railed, so you have a lot of buoyancy on the outside. Standing up in that one, oh, Pete, you've been in it.
It'll blow your mind. I love the Outback. It's my favorite boat, but this boat is way more, I mean, not a little more stable, way more stable than the Outback. It's that stable. It's amazing. And here's the other thing about the Lynx, is it turns on a dime.
Oh, wow.
You know,
nimble.
On the Outback, if you fish on the Outback, you know, it takes a little bit to turn it. This thing, when you turn those rudders, it's like right now. Just like you can maneuver crazy.
Is that because of the weight?
No, I think it's because of the way the rudder's situated. That rudder is a bigger one. It's a new offering on rudders, and they're coming on the inflatables and this and the links. That rudder is a game changer.
Yeah, and Hayden, who was on the Islander kayak trip with us, he stood up all day long on the links and fished. Stood up on it.
That kid was dancing.
Yeah, he was dancing. Yeah, he was. Yeah, but that's why I say you need to get one of these things to demo, Ron, because once people get on the thing, their minds are going to be blown.
So you have this. I have this dilemma: do I keep one to demo it to sell them?
Yeah.
When they're already sold.
I know.
Or do you sell it?
That's the problem.
It's like this is the problem.
Yeah.
And sell more.
Yeah.
You sell more of what you can't get. Yes.
You know, I hope the guys at Hobie Kayaks are listening to this because everybody who's bought one, Chris Minnick, who is a he bought one, went out in it and called in while he was fishing it for the first time. He says, "Wait a minute, I want another one."
it's
that kind of boat. It's going to be a game changer.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't to replace pro anglers. Or to replace Outbacks. This is just that sports car version of a great fishing kayak.
Just throw it on top of your head, have the sea, boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Easy
yeah.
in, easy out. And here's, I mean, here's the what the Outback has that this doesn't have, in my opinion, after fishing on them both, is the Outback has more storage,
right.
which is really nice. So if you're cruising around for a day, you have a lot more storage. But Ron's found some storage solutions. And the other thing the Outback has, if it gets pretty choppy, it takes the chop better. This okay. takes the chop pretty well, right?
Yeah, I didn't have any problem.
No, but the Outback definitely, if the weather comes up a little bit, is going to be a little better on the chop. Not stability wise, but just better going mm-hmm. into the chop, right? Would you agree with that, Ron?
I totally agree with yeah. that. I mean, when you're planning a trip like the Islander trip, and you're maybe fishing white sea bass, yellowtail, calicos, you take a lot of gear.
Yeah.
I mean, and the Outback and the Pro Angler just are so good at that. I had four rods on that. I had all my gear underneath in that plastic box that Chris Minnick brought in. He goes, Ron, you got to have one of these.
And that's plenty big. You kept the radio
yeah.
in there. Everything.
I had my radio. I had fluorocarbon. I had everything in there.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed. Now, if I was to catch three of those yellowtail like I caught, now we're going to run out of room.
Yeah.
So that's our next challenge is how do we stay out longer? Well, there's trade-offs.
Sure.
That's why they have the Pro Angler.
You can still put the bag on the front.
Oh, the bag will fit
the fish bag
yeah.
fits on the front,
yeah.
right? Yeah. So,
in fact, I almost wish I would have done that just yeah. so I could have put the fish in there and taken a picture of that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That thing is so versatile. I think it's going to solve a lot of problems for guys that – you know, I mean, are having a hard time lifting that Pro Angler on top of their car. 100 pounds versus 40 pounds.
Hey, thanks for coming
thanks
down to Mossy Ford. Steve in Fallbrook is next. Thanks for coming down, Steve. Appreciate that very much.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, last weekend, phenomenal, that captain's reception.
Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it?
I was thoroughly impressed
yeah.
with the generosity of Dave and Paul.
Yes.
Just a great group of people, and looks like they were very successful.
Very successful.
That's so cool.
I mean, it was huge. Thanks for coming down and supporting it, too. But there were so many people that were generous. All those guys donated all that food, all the wine, all the beer. That was all donated.
That's very impressive.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Good.
Just a good event. Yeah.
And the organization... Yeah, the organization that Mike Lum put together. Now, I felt bad for Mike. there was a lot of dilemma going on just before the event started, but it came out without a hitch. There was a fuel truck delivery. Of course, everything
geez.
Was set up,
yeah,
so
sure.
the fuel truck was late. So needless to say, they had to finally send him away because we couldn't set the tables up until the food truck and until the fuel truck left. So that happened.
Because it did happen at Dana Landing Market and Fuel Dock.
No. The caterer was late with the tables and stuff like that. So poor Mike was running around like crazy. But somehow, he, with all the volunteers and all the helpers, he pulled it off. And hats off to him for doing that. So.
That's right.
And real quickly, Ron, the fishability of the inflatables. I would like to go out in the ocean. I also spend a lot of time in Mammoth. The idea of not having a boat on the porch or the top
I'm
of
glad
car.
You said that. My son, Hayden, got off the Islander trip. I mean, excuse me. We did the Islander trip.
Right.
We were both fishing lynxes, which is a hard version of that inflatable. And so this weekend, Hayden took off with Anita, and they're up at Mammoth right now fishing lakes on the new I-9. And I got to tell you, it's just like the I-11 with that portability. The thing is, that hull only weighs 20 pounds.
Amazing.
So they're going to be going to this. We'll have pictures soon.
And availability?
Yeah, we've got a few. Yeah.
Do you actually have them in stock?
We did. We were supposed to get them on Friday. And so, yes, we will
yes.
have them this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for those questions.
That I-11 is a really cool boat because you can actually check it onto a plane, too.
Well,
right? Throw it in the back of your car.
The I-11 is right at that threshold where you can, okay, but you need to keep your Mirage Drive out because it weighs a little more than 50 pounds.
Yeah,
but
put it in a different bag.
But the I-9 now is a single chamber, like a stand-up paddleboard version of that, and it's maybe more stable and it's easier, quicker, and it only, I mean, in the bag, it's way under 50 pounds.
Wow.
So,
that's sweet.
Yeah, so they made it, they targeted it to, so you can check it as luggage.
You can travel with it.
And is it as stable as the Lynx?
I think maybe more.
More stable.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that idea of fishability, what he asked, it's very fishable. Corey was out the longest.
Right.
Well, one of the gentlemen here today that was on that trip with us, and he took the I-11 on the mothership trip, and he was like Corey's wingman.
Right next, he's the wingman.
Yeah. It was like, he's here, wave. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, he fished that, he's right there. He fished that whole day in the I-11, and they were out 13 hours. And we kept telling him, hey, watch your gaff.
Is that Craig?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. There, yeah. Cool.
Craig was out. Yeah. And so he was, you know, Corey's wingman.
That's rad.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. They're packed up. Again, if you want to get your shot on the phones, give us a call at 213-432-1090. We're going to talk to Corey now. Call us from Escondido this morning. What's up, Corey? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Independence Day to everybody. Wanted to give a quick fish report and a shout-out thank you to Rick. Rick, I came in and you set me up with fat balls and all the stuff I needed to go out on a day and a half last weekend. I and some of my family went out on the Pacific Queen for a day and a half fishing on Saturday. Crew, captain were awesome. We had short of limits. The crew actually cut us off about noon because we had 20 to 50-pound bluefin just short of limits by noon. We went looking for the big ones. Nothing really happened until about 9 o'clock that night. And about 9:30, we went wide open for 90 minutes when the crew cut us off at limits and said, we're done. In that 90 minutes, we had about 6 casualties from people being in the water with, you know, 40, 50-pound test on the big ones. But in that 90 minutes from 9:30 to 11 o'clock last Saturday night, we put, I think it was either 18 or 19 over 160 on the boat.
Oh, wow. My God, Corey, right.
What
on,
a great
buddy.
Trip. Your timing
great.
Was perfect, too, boy. That was,
it
I think
was,
last Saturday and Sunday it bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How smart are those guys, too, to kind of hold back? It sounds like you could have easily just finished off with the 20 to 50 pounders, but what a good call on just holding a little bit of space back so you could go get the big ones.
Yeah, the crew cannot thank him enough. If you check out social media and look, the deck was, you know, we've all seen decks littered with fish, you know, coming over the rail too fast to get them down in the hold. This was that same type of deck littered with 150, 160, 200 pounders. I don't know how many we had over 200. So the people in my group, we came home with a 202, a 176. I got the 176, another 166, and then a few in the 60-pound range. And it was just epic, doesn't even describe it. But, Rick, thank you to you. I got to say that the SK jigs you set me up with and the way you guys rigged them up, just all our big fish came on those SKs. So.
Man, that's music to my ears, buddy. I'm really happy for you, Corey. Congrats, and it was our pleasure, I assure you.
Great, Corey. Congratulations.
Thanks,
and thanks for the report and the call. Appreciate that.
That's awesome.
Via our Let's Talk Hookup app, we have a text from Greg in Carpinteria, and he says, great show. Question, how can I get a big scratch out of a Hobie kayak, Ron?
Oh, that's easy. That's the simplest thing. Just bring it in and trade it in.
No scratch at all.
Yeah. Well, in all seriousness, there is a welding kit in the Hobie catalog called a KC Welder. And if you go online, you can look at...
Not a hot welder.
Yeah, it's a hot welder.
It's a hot welder.
Yeah, yeah. You can just weld up. And I would never...
And is it like a kind of a plastic gun? What is it?
It's like a hot iron.
Like
that
a hot
has
iron.
A tube of, you know, you just put this little rod through the top and you can weld cracks. Now,
like
that's
a,
how I...
It's like a super fancy hot glue gun.
Well, kind of. Anyway. But I wouldn't do that. I mean, these are Tupperware. And they're meant to have scratches.
Yeah,
they look
right?
good with
battle
scratches.
Scars.
With scratches.
Yeah,
but if you want to do that, it's in the Hobie catalog.
Yeah, and then
you can order it.
You can also if it's just that plastic is flaring up on it, you can just scratch that off with a razor blade, kind of a single edged razor blade.
It's
but
easy.
In all honesty, scratches.
They tell stories, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have seen me.
Change the plastic on your dirt bike when you go down. Yeah. That's the story.
I did notice one really good scratch on one of the kayaks that we took off the mothership. You know, when they're going over the side and coming back up, I mean, sometimes you get a good one, and I go, man, that looks like a good scratch.
I like it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the text, Harry. You're next up. Thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford here, not far from La Jolla, where Harry's from.
What's up, Harry?
Hi there. I want to thank you, Pete, and Ron for a great trip. That kayak trip was wonderful.
Well, thank the crew on the Islander.
They did a great job.
They're awesome.
Was that entertaining?
I mean, yeah.
It was.
All those flying fish at the end. I mean, it looked like kids.
Well, I had more fun than most because I went swimming.
Oh, well, that's right.
You know.
But hey, Harry, how old are you?
I'll be 82 my next birthday.
And how many hours did you spend in the kayak?
I didn't last as long as I had hoped to.
But it was like 12 hours.
No fish.
You beat me. Like,
well, there were no fish.
Ryan, I think you were just waiting till I went in so you could go, neener, neener.
No, no. I stayed out hoping that you'd be the last one in this time.
Oh.
And finally, when I get in there and you're on the deck, and I'm thinking, what the hell is he doing back already? But you said the same thing that you came back for the same reason I did. There was no bite at the end of the day.
Yeah, kind of shut off.
It really was terrible. Otherwise, I just stayed out with Corey.
That was a really great trip.
Well, it was great to have you, Harry.
I'm looking forward to the next two trips that I have with you guys.
I want to know what your secret is, man.
Age is an attitude.
There you go. I like it.
It is.
I like it.
It really is.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're my hero.
Queen Charlotte.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that with you.
Yeah, really looking
and
forward to Queen Charlotte's.
And we're doing the Cedro trip next. Well,
yeah, you're leaving Monday.
Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
Sport fishing.
Anyway, thank you for what you do.
All right.
Good job, Harry.
Thank you, Harry. Appreciate that very much. Wayne from Point Loma is next up. Wayne, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. Nice to see you down here at Mossy Ford. And, again, if you look around, you want a new car or truck, they've got them here at Mossy Ford. They're ready to go.
Good morning. How are you guys? I know you have in the past, Pete, I think, talked about Jose Wehebe, the Spanish fly.
Yep, great
the late
guy.
Jose.
Yep.
Turns out my buddy that I fish with in the Keys, I'll be down there in 2 weeks, is the incoming president of the Jose Wehebe Memorial Foundation.
Yeah.
Cool.
And they do a lot of great work. They don't just take kids fishing. They take people like traumatized vets, PTSD, other folks that have had problems in the family, whatever. All over the Keys, and so I'm really looking forward to going out with him.
Yeah, how
anyway,
fantastic.
He's going to be up at ICAST that week and then come back in time to take me fishing for my birthday.
Oh, right. That's fantastic.
He used to be here, Alan Petrosek. He used to live here.
Okay.
But is retired to the Keys.
Yeah, the Jose Wehebe Foundation, in memory of a great guy, Jose Wehebe. I remember with Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano and Jose, I did a live broadcast from his house
at
Key West. It was it was pretty special.
Yeah.
And just hanging out with Jose, he was such a great guy, and unfortunately died in a tragic plane accident.
Plane crash, yeah.
So, but it's nice that they're keeping his memory alive.
It's a very big deal.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Well, have a great time. Give us the report when you get back.
I will.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. We got more great texts. Lots of stand-up mic questions, too. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Agani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Kalsar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Kalsar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Kalsar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, again live here at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach, having a great time. Still time to come participate, have some fun with us. Casting contest is kicking butt, man. This is a great show.
Yeah, and I want to thank all of our sponsors. Hands and Knives, we're giving away three Hands and Knives today.
And Mike and the contest. Yeah, this is great.
Cigar fluorocarbon package, the trip on the San Diego. I want to thank Boogie for all that. And, of course, that trip to Sitka, Alaska, Kingfisher Charters, Gary White, come over here.
Yeah.
Gary White, the Iron Man, came all the way from Lawndale. I got a text from at 5:15 this morning. I'm here.
5:11. I saw
5:11. Oh, it was 5:11.
I still hadn't rolled completely out of bed yet. I was on the second round of snooze, and I look over. I'm like, phone just go off.
Yeah.
Gary,
it's
let
Gary
me know
White.
He was here.
Yeah. Gary's here. So Gary White, you were fishing with Ricky at Kingfisher. Turn that mic down. Just turn it down there. Yeah, there you go. Pull it out there. Hold it.
There it is. Hey, Gary.
And how was Kingfisher Charters for you? I know it was special because your son was there too, right?
It was extra special this year. They have stepped up and improved that place, and I didn't think they could. To me, I've been to Alaska many times, 21 times.
21
different places in Alaska. And they are the best value in Alaska for lodges. I just can't believe they handled everything they did. They stepped up the food. The skippers, everybody was happy every day. It was just beautiful, the trips that we got, the fish that we got, black cod jumping on the boat, and this other thing called a short raker. Oh, my God. There's a picture on the website, my son holding two of those up. And by God, they taste good, too. Yes. This was one of the best trips.
It was a lot of fun.
Such a variety of stuff. Perfect weather. And like I said, they stepped it up for the hors d'oeuvres and the dinner. And it was just a wonderful trip.
We had such a great time. It was so much fun having Gary and Mark on the boat, too. I know your son, Mark, came, which was a lot of fun. And we were always, we always do our salmon, you know, because that's part of it. And we caught our salmon's good. But yellow eye and big halibut have always kind of been our favorite thing. And now I think short raker has taken that over. So the short raker is a real deep water rockfish. And they just get mad. They literally can make a big yellow eye look small. Mark.
How big?
Mark had one that was just shy of 30 pounds.
Oh, come on.
And this is a rockfish. And I mean, it looks like a big red. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was just giant. You know, we were allowed one apiece, and we had our five fish for our five-man crew of people.
One apiece a year or a day?
It's a good question. I'm not sure if it's one a day or one a year, but they were just giant. I mean, they don't look real. You know, we had a limit of nice king salmon, and then when you have them on the deck taking the photo afterwards, this rockfish was well big enough to eat a legal king salmon. It was just wild. I mean, you think about how big a 25-pound tuna is, and this rockfish outweighed it by 5 pounds. It was really fun.
Pretty awesome.
And you know how big those things are when they're full of air and everything. I mean, the 20-pound rockfish is huge, but when it's all inflated and everything else, they looked fake.
Yeah.
We had a great, great time.
Yeah.
It was really, really fun.
And I got to tell you, the processing that Kingfisher Charter does, Tommy P. shared some of his king salmon with us, and Lolly and I had it for dinner last night. There's nothing like Kingfisher king salmon. It's just it's unbelievable.
Yeah, special treat.
Yeah, it really is.
One of the moments up there that really got to me was my son's been on many of the boats. He used to work on the Prowler, the Blackjack out of Redondo, just some great boats, and never had caught a fish over 100.
Yeah.
And he caught a 115-pound halibut on the jig. And it really got to me.
It got to both. It got everybody. It was just like
That's
a special
cool.
moment. You know, that was a guy that has fished very hard his whole life, and like to get to do it in that setting in Alaska in shorts and T-shirt weather, it was a great, great trip.
So
he already put down his deposit for next year.
For next year, great. So who caught the biggest fish on the boat? You had Ricky. You had Ken.
It had to be Ricky.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How big?
I got a very special one. So that was a story I haven't got a chance to tell. So we'd finished catching salmon real early. We had a really good day of salmon fishing. And we went into the beach to fish a reef to catch shallow water rockfish. And we catch those black rockfish that are really good eating and a bunch of fun stuff. Chinas and quillback rockfish. And the boat that we fish on has some very light tackle to do that with. And it's, if you're familiar with freshwater bass fishing, it's a Cronark 150. Not a 200, not a 300, but a 150. 50,
small.
A very small, it's a type of thing you fish bodies with. Considerably smaller tackle than calico bass gear. And I was fishing a 1 ounce lead head and a 5 inch MC Viejo, and I got a 125-pound halibut, legitimately, on that gear. Obviously too big to keep. We got the fish up to the boat. Simon's boat has a big side tuna door, and we were able to put a little lip hook into it, and we slid it into the door, got a photo, and got a measurement, and kicked it back out the other side.
Wow.
What pound
test?
It was 30-pound Spectra and a little piece of 20-pound fluorocarbon.
Wow.
And it was just hooked just right, you know, in the lip of the mouth like you would, and we probably pulled on it for 25 minutes or so. I mean, it was a long time. And yeah, we were thinking
Sweet.
It was a big ling cod that was maybe snagged or something. So we had several big hitchhiker lings, and we didn't think it was going to be a 125 pounder.
Sweet.
But that was our big one. So yeah, lots of fun. Great
one
trip.
Of the really great things about the boat is
the Sea Keeper.
Sea Keeper, you like that Sea Keeper, huh?
Yeah, it makes me able to walk.
Yeah,
God, they'll spoil it. Yeah,
no doubt.
Hey, Gary, thanks for the report. Thanks for coming down from Lawndale here to join us at Mossy 442. Sarah Lee is here. Birthday girl. Happy birthday, Sarah Lee. Come on, your turn to step up to the mic, Sarah Lee. Thanks for coming down, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm 77.
Yay,
77.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Turn that mic down a little bit for yourself there.
Okay.
Tommy P. will help you. There you go.
Okay. Do you think because we didn't have a lot of fishing last year, that if that's why there's so much better fishing this year?
You know, if you're asking me, I don't think so. I think that the fishing is just, I think that we're in a cycle of really, really good fishing. We've got great conditions. There's lots of bait here. The fish is very healthy. I think the regulations that have happened over the last few years as far as quotas and how they fish for their fish in Mexico and how good it's been, they get done so much earlier so the fish isn't messed with commercially. I think that we're just in a really good cycle and very, very healthy ocean right now.
At the shores, I walk every morning at La Jolla Shores. We see so much bait. We've seen a lot of seals and stuff. over there, you know, catching our fish.
Yeah,
for sure.
I don't know
Thanks,
what the
Sarah
reason Lee. Is, but I like it.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right. I got to have a political comment here. These about La Jolla. They're going to cancel the fireworks because of the harbor seals. Is that right?
There's a lot of talk about it. I don't know what the thing is, but the mayor feels that the noise will harm the seals.
Oh, get rid of that mayor. They've been shooting fireworks up for decades.
Yeah.
And this harbor seals have been there for decades. They haven't gone anywhere.
Oh, man, that's
they
crazy.
Haven't gone. It's not the most unbelievable.
I think the pinniped
thing.
Population is bigger than it's ever been.
They need to get rid of that mayor. Something wrong with him, for sure. Hey, anyway,
thanks
for coming down, and happy birthday, Sarah Lee.
That's literally the craziest thing I've ever
crazy?
Heard. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I didn't know, but, like, that's wild.
Will from Pacific Beach is here, right here at Mossy Ford. Will, go ahead, your
Will's
turn
coming from the back there.
Step up to the mic. Thanks for coming. Yeah, watch the casting.
What's up, Will?
All right, Will, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate this show. Again, been here a lot of times.
So let's help you with the mic a little bit there. Yeah, there you go.
You're all good. Thanks, brother.
All right, been here a lot of time. Just want to talk a little bit about sunglasses out there. On all these trips, talking about really nice days. I know we have a lot of great sponsors, but what is your go-to, Ron, as far as your sunglasses when you're out there?
You know, I've got to have polarized sunglasses. If you're not, it almost is painful. And when you're going, you know, glare and fighting and on a kayak, as you know, the water glare coming up is pretty bad. I've been using Canons, but you know, I gotta tell you, any of those good polarized sunglasses work great. And since I can't see anymore.
Now, I've seen you sneak next door and try on the Maui Jims at Dana Landing too.
Oh, no, they're just the bomb. And there's so many good brands of sunglasses, but I definitely think that, you know, it's funny, we sell these hats, these shelter hats, and they were $60, and I go, who's gonna buy that? And the guy looks at me and goes, well, your sunglasses cost $200. You know, and I started thinking, well, yeah, good equipment, and you know how that the technical shirts, the neck, the face mask, I mean all this stuff is really helping, so you spend more hours out on the boat, but sunglasses are a key, and I would
come such a long way too in terms of like the lenses and the things they offer for different people. Now, Jim has a low light lens, kind of a medium, a gray. Like I'm a very sunlight sensitive, I guess you call it. Like I got to wear my shades just about all the time, and so for me, I'm a gray lens guy because it darkens things up the most, and that's what my eyes relax the most in. And on the boat, I really like those green mirrored lenses.
Oh,
I think for seeing a breezer, which is like
Maui
a school
green.
Of disturbed water, those work the best for me.
They're amazing.
They're a little bit flashy for me on the street. I just like a regular gray lens, low pro. But as far as fishing goes, that Maui green is overwhelmingly my favorite pair of glasses that I own.
Which ones do you wear?
Currently, right now, I'm looking. I'm going to go some Mauis.
I would do that.
Go down to Dana Landing. They have a huge selection down there.
I will definitely check them out.
You know, and the warranty on those, I've heard, is really good.
It's crazy good.
Yeah.
You break them, they fix them for $50 or something like
go
that.
Go to a spot
and
like,
they have two new styles, too, made for fishermen, too, that they just came out
go
with.
Go to a spot like Dana because they have so many frames, and go through the frames first. Find a pair of frame that's very comfortable, fits your face, your eyelashes don't touch the glass, so find one that fits your face first. Then go through the different lens colors, find the lens that you like, and you'll be so stoked. Spend a little bit of time, because you're making a big investment. You're going to have them for a long time. Find a pair that fits right and then works for you right. You'll be so stoked. It's way money worth spending.
And another cool thing at MauiJim.com, which you can link right off the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Click on the link on the front page of our website. They have a virtual fit on there. You go to the style, and then you basically take a picture of yourself, and they actually show you what the glasses look like on you. It's really cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah, check it out. Hey, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. Appreciate that. Hey, great text from Kaylee on Chula Vista, and she wants to know: Are there kayaks that I can take my daughter fishing that are fishing equipped? Are the kayaks that is are there a kayak that they can take? She can take her daughter on fishing equipped.
Oh yeah, there's several models of tandem kayaks.
Yeah.
That fish really well.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I'm not a fan. I like singles. Kids love to fish in kayaks, and when they get to fish in their own small kayak, it's almost like
it's a game changer.
It is.
Yeah.
They come back a little more like I had my own boat. I'm the skipper of my own boat.
Yeah.
I watch my grandkids now fishing in them. Little Fisher's only 5 years old, and he's in one of those old Hoagie Sports.
Okay.
It fits great.
Now, which boat would you recommend for a kid?
The Passport.
The Passport.
Okay. We did fishing missions, and we put all the... See, rather than have a tandem, we put them in a single, and you go in side by side with them.
What about the length, since it's so stable?
Oh, the length. So light. That was my thought.
Yeah,
a small kid can be able to drag this thing down to the water, no problem.
Yeah.
Well, and we'll have Fisher in that soon. Yeah, Fisher, I mean, and now Debbie's been on that boat with Fisher, Margot, and Finley.
Wow.
And you know, Grandma pedaling around. She's in the I-11 also.
Okay.
Inflatables. And there's videos at the shop of that. So, yeah, they're real easy to take a kid with. You could take that boat, put a lawn chair in the back. The kid would be great. Make sure they wear a life jacket, though.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some really good new life jackets for kids that are around the arms, and they're U.S. Coast Guard approved, and they fit much better, and the kids will actually wear them.
That's cool.
They sit down, those life jackets don't raise up around their ears, and they can't turn their head.
And you've got them at Fastlane?
No, we don't. It's hard to find, but... Jared found them for the kids, and they don't mind wearing them, which is just like...
That's everything.
And I want those. Yeah, we will have them.
Ricky's going to need to know about that soon.
We'll talk about it
tomorrow. Hey, good text. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump to the phones.
You got it. Let's talk to Michael. He's calling us from Del Mar this morning. What's up, Michael? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, just went to my first event last week with Rollo, the kids thing. That was absolutely fantastic. Brought a bunch of friends down there. We had a great time. I didn't know much about the little tournament they had afterwards. The next day, was that an all-day tournament? And I heard it sold out fast. How would you get involved for next year?
Go to RolloKids.org, RolloKids.org, and yeah, it's not too early to get involved or get on the waiting list for those trips because they do sell out very, very quickly for sure. All right. So
is that an all-day fishing trip?
It's a two-day
right?
Trip. Yeah, it's 2 days. Yeah, and there are two
boats. Two-day trip, okay.
And the guys are going to come back next year. Paul and Dave have already committed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they're coming back. So, hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Kitty Hamul is here at Mossy Ford. Kitty, thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford, and great to see you here.
Hi, Kitty. Perfect day down here at Mossy Ford. Good morning.
First of all, I have to say I say yes to the Maui Jims.
Okay. You're wearing them. I can see
it. Our whole family.
Your bronze lens.
Yes.
Yeah, the bronze great. HCL you got on.
Yes.
Paul Hebert's favorite.
That's
love
a really
it.
Good one.
Yeah, we got them for our son and our daughter-in-law for gifts because we love them so
nice.
Much.
Nice.
Yeah.
And mine are prescriptions, so I pay $5 for them.
Oh, yeah. My wife has prescriptions. She loves them, yeah.
Yes. But my question is regarding the inflatables. How long does it take to inflate them and deflate?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that question. Boy, I couldn't have. That is just the highlight of all the questions today because it takes 4 minutes to blow up the whole boat. I think it takes less time to blow the boat up than it does to take a pro angler off the top of a car. So it's amazing. And we found a really interesting little trick. Ryobi, that inexpensive drills, if you have a Ryobi drill, you can go buy a $29 Ryobi pump that will blow up an inflatable to its volume anyway in less than a minute.
Wow.
Get out of here.
And then you can top it off with the pump that comes with it. And all the new inflatables that are coming in will have an electric pump. But I got to tell you, I use this little Ryobi one. It's so inexpensive. And it works so well that, I mean, whenever we go somewhere, we just take the little pump and then you just top it off with the pump that comes with it because you want to get more pressure.
Yeah.
You know, so that the boat performs better. But that's a great question.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Kitty.
We had an inflatable boat and we had to.
Yeah. No, that's a great call. Thanks for coming to that Mossport. Arnie's here with the results of the casting contest. Ended early today, huh? Arnie, got a lot of people through.
I think we set a record here, guys. We got done and had a cast-off.
Wow. And the results?
Our winner. First place went to Mike Fleischer.
Whoa, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations.
And Mike won. He came in first at Encinitas, so he doesn't qualify for the trip to Alaska.
Yeah.
But Cliff Friend, congratulations.
Hey, Cliff Lakewood.
All right, Cliff from Lakewood came all the way down.
And
all right.
Third place went to Dave Petoniak.
All right, Dave, right on. Nice,
all right.
Nice
congratulations,
job, guys.
Yeah. Guys. All right, very
thank
good.
You,
well, thank you, Arnie,
job,
for all your help there. Appreciate that.
When we come back, we're going to find out who's got that killer Anza fillet knife. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These Stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Bait fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris, Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shot fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get a Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of the Mossy Ford stand-up mic, brand new Anza knives going to Dennis. Congratulations, Dennis. You're going to love that new knife from Anza.
Thanks for stepping up the mic, everybody, and everybody is eligible. Okay, Cowboy is going to draw the qualifier for the Kingfisher Charters and More trip. Cowboy, give us one here.
Andy Norton.
All right, Andy.
Congratulations.
Andy
Norton qualifies for the grand prize.
That's awesome.
All right. Excellent. And, of course, Cliff Friend is the other qualifier. And now we have a bonus prize courtesy of Mossy Ford. And Mossy Ford wants you to know they want to buy your car.
Right.
If you have a used car, you have never seen values. Your used car could be worth more than what you paid for it here at Mossy Ford. So you want to come down and you want to see the guys down here at Mossy Ford and see Cole. Come and ask for Cole, and Cole will set you up with an incredible buyback on your used car. So come on down to Mossy and receive probably more than what you paid for. It's amazing what they're going for. So the winner?
The next winner is the next governor of California. Oh, sure.
Pat Sherman.
Pat Sherman.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks, Ron Lane, for coming down. We sure appreciate what you did here at
Great
Mossy
job,
Ford. And if somebody wants to come down to Fastlane, how do we find you, Ron? Put the thing back on.
We're right there at Dana Landing. You can give us a call at 619-222-0766.
All right. Very good. And right there at Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Right across from SeaWorld.
Yeah. All right. Very good. And thanks to the guys, Cole, and all the guys here at Mossy. And we sure appreciate all that they do, all that they've done here. So we sure appreciate that. Thanks to all of you for coming down to Mossy Ford and all your participation here. And we will be back tomorrow. We'll be back in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're going to be talking tackle and have a very special announcement tomorrow morning, too. So you don't want to miss that. 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks to Christian back there doing all the phones. And thanks to Adam for the app. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9, right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup.